This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Freezing cold. I can't believe that they've said that the weather is going to improve that much, that we're going to be in the middle of a heat wave, hopefully by the middle of next week. Whether or not it works, I've got no idea, but I personally can't wait, because these early mornings are very, very chilly. Very, very chilly. Somebody says here that, because I was saying at the end of the programme that, you know, nobody writes cheques anymore. Who writes cheques? And somebody says, I write cheques for my two teenagers, ballet, tap, modern ballroom and contemporary classes. What on earth for? Don't you have any cash or something? Why would you want to write a cheque out? I've never heard anything. I mean, because that gives somebody your account number and it gives your sort code. I would never write a cheque out. Far too dangerous in this day and age. And also, for an osteopath, well, I pay cash. It can't be any more than 50 quid, can it? Anyway, so having dispensed with the people who still write cheques out, and I don't believe you should for safety reasons, on to the celebs. Who are the names in the frames this morning? Oh, they're still here. I suppose, really, we should start with poor David Walliams, pictured for the first time, following his split from his wife, Lara Stone. She reportedly took their son Alfie and their dog Bert with her. They got married in Claridge's Hotel. He's reportedly worth £16.3 million. Is he really? Good God. How's he worth that much? How on earth is he worth that much? Lara, they reckon, is worth £2.6 million. Does your alarm bells ring the same as mine? You do worry, don't you? Because whatever's going to happen, I mean, if they do split and they split permanently, he's going to have to pay for this. For this child, I mean, he's paying now, you know, as it is. But I mean, you know, especially if the child doesn't live with you, that's even worse. They say that she's 12 years her junior and she left their North London home. He's devastated, but he has said it's business as usual. He's doing a tour of schools because it's World Book Day. World Book Day today. And he looked tired. I bet he's tired. I bet he's tired and gutted. I should imagine, because he just doesn't cope very well with these sort of things. But he does write books, and he was still wearing his wedding ring, because probably he's as in the... Or is he in the... I don't know. I could say, well, you know, he must know the reason that she's walked out, and he's hoping that they can reconcile. But if she's walked out and she's taken the dog and the baby, doesn't sound to me like they're having a trial separation. It sounds to me like she's left. But why? Does she not like his lifestyle? Is he not at home often enough? Is it because difficult to remain married when you're jetting off around the world doing photo assignments and stuff? I mean, you know, is it possible to both be in the business and still actually get the opportunity to see each other? I'm not sure if it is. I think it takes a lot to work that out. Really a lot to work it out. Gemma Myrna. We've got no idea who Gemma Myrna is. And Sam Fahirs, who's looking more rough by the day. And they went out to Liverpool. I thought Sam was in Dubai, but she goes out with ripped jeans. So 20 years ago, dear. So 20 years ago. Gemma, I still don't know who she is, but apparently she... wait a minute. The actress approached her place on Hollyoaks, but chose to turn it down. She said, saying yes could have had a damaging effect on her career. What career, dear? What career? But... Gemma made her name in Hollyoaks, and she admitted she almost turned to reality TV like Sam Fahirs after leaving the show. What for? Not exactly done Sam Fahirs any good at all. Poor, sad, lonely Sam. She says, I've just come out of a soap after 8 years. It's Hollyoaks, darling. Don't treat it seriously, please. The rest of us take the mickey out of it. She said, I'm getting my singing voice perfect for next year. Oh, God, do us a favour, love. But they turn up with a photographer, and Sam Fahirs has been tight-lipped over this new relationship, really. I thought we just had you photographed in Dubai, dear, posing. But, of course, far be it from me to say that you're as untalented as you look. Charlotte Crosby's got engaged 6 months after revealing that her boyfriend Mitch dumped her by text. Well, she's a bit desperate, isn't she? Charlotte Crosby, I don't think any of those people in the Geordie Shore programme are just so disgusting. And I shouldn't have strung you along. James Argent shows remorse as he apologises to Gemma Collins. Good God, two empty vessels, you know, in the same place. Surprising Gemma with a visit to her house. Oof, how ghastly. And I thought she was saying that she wanted to get used to him. And she sat in her house meditating. In other words, she's got no furniture. Is this the one that was burgled, or have we moved away from that one now? And he turned up with a bunch of flowers, looking like the last turkey in the shop. and then sat down. She's got no furniture in this house at all. It's a bit of a dump. But there again, it's a bit like Gemma Collins, isn't it, really? And Gemma began to cry. You know, that's the usual thing. Then she probably dragged him into a broom cupboard and had her way with him because they're both as stupid as each other. Kendall Jenner makes a triumphant return to the catwalk. I don't know who Kendall Jenner is, actually. I'm trying to remember. For H&M, wearing a dorky outfit. Some of the rubbish they come up with. And anyway, she's recovered. I don't know who she is. Colleen Rooney, what's she doing? A bouncy blow dry. Oh, how sweet. Can't even do her own hair. And then she stopped by a sweet shop in Alderley Edge. Luckily, she had a photographer to catch a picture of her, looking more like Chavette every day of the week. She really does. You know, cheap, cheap outfits, and looks like it as well. So she got her hair done. Must have had somebody round for Kentucky. Lauren Pope at an elegant bash. I don't know what elegant bash that could possibly be. Lauren Poppy really is bland in the extreme. I mean, really bland. She's got one of those really, really unattractive faces. She's looking older by the day. Fern McCann turned up wearing a little bit of midriff bulge showing there, Fern. And then poor old Jessica Wright, who's the creosote colour at the moment. I don't know what, you know, creosote have got to say about it. But I see that Lauren Poppy, wearing this really cheap outfit, was joined by her BFF. I don't know who that is, actually. He's called Vaz J. Morgan. He's a slight worry. Nothing seems to fit him either. And I don't know what she's wearing. I'm assuming Lauren Poppy has borrowed somebody's neck curtains and has stuck them on. I can't think of any other reason why she'd be wearing it. The other woman, poor old Jessica Wright. I mean, honestly, last turkey in the shop, colour of creosote. You look like a complete and utter... really, dear, I don't know what to say. And as for Fern McCann, I think you need to lose a little bit of weight. Who else was there? Nobody of any importance. Oh, Arj, wearing a little girl's bow tie. I mean, he does look like little Lord Fauntleroy. Little bit of a waste of space, dear. You might find yourself a job this year. That'd be quite a nice thing to do. Mario Falcone still looks... I can't believe he actually sells clothes. Most of the ones he seems to wear look like they don't fit. And Ricky Raymond as well, which was quite funny. And then James Locke... And Danielle Armstrong. I mean, really, the hair's looking a complete mess. And then Gemma Collins with Bobby Cole Norris. Two embarrassments of the first order. One, the embarrassment for fat birds everywhere. You look the same size to me, love. And Bobby Cole Norris, I'm not surprised you're single. I think you're likely to remain so. Dan Edgar and James Diags. I don't know who Dan Edgar is at all. And Chloe Sims, bare midriff, dear. At your age... Oh, blimey. Act your age. Oh, here she is, acting her age. This is Carol. Carol, what's her face? Carol Wright. They can't even say she scrubs up well because she doesn't. Nanny Pat. I mean, she can't be long for this world, can she? And Jake and Chloe. Looking great as they headed inside. We don't know who they are, actually. No idea at all. But Lauren Poppy was there, as I say, wearing somebody else's neck curtains. Newly single, Danielle Lloyd, giggling with a pal, enjoying a girl's night out, luckily with a photographer, dear. That's the only bit of publicity you're going to get. And again, dead rough. Somebody else's hair stuck on her head, and a friend who, well, I tell you, she needs to seriously lose some weight. But it's good to go out with somebody who's obviously a lot fatter than yourself. Well-known racist Danielle was out on the town, giggling with a friend, leaving a restaurant. How exciting. Kelly Brook seems to live with her photographer. Do you think he's going out with her? Because there's always a photograph every day of her coming out of somewhere. And even though she's nobody, nobody really knows who she is over there. Lucy Watson, that's from Made in Chelsea. And she was wearing what? I've got no idea. She was leaving the FHM Collections party. I'm sorry, dear, this outfit, you really look dreadful. Really, it makes you look absolutely awful. And then there's somebody else, we don't know who they are, so I'm guessing it could be Stephanie Pratt and Josh Shepherd. Stephanie Pratt by name, Pratt by nature. And I'm trying to work out what Lucy is wearing, actually. It does look ghastly, it really does. If that's what the best-dressed and well-heeled people are wearing... then I feel immensely sorry for you. Georgia Kusulu breaking down in tears as she feels neglected. Well, I'm not surprised, dear. You go out on the town tarting yourself around a bit. She was having a heart-to-heart with Lydia Dim. You wouldn't discuss anything with her at all. She hasn't got the faintest idea of what's going on in her own life, let alone anybody else's. And Gemma Collins apparently is showing off a slim down... She looks as fat as she ever did. Seriously, she doesn't look any different at all. Whereas James Argent, I think, needs to get himself a job before the whole of his life collapses. I love the idea that Gemma Collins, they describe as a boutique owner, wearing some of the worst clothes you've ever seen. Lydia Dim, I don't know where you get these clothes from, love. I mean, is this some joke? Is this some joke or something? You're in Essex. You're supposed to be a style person. Your hair's in a dreadful state. Your makeup is way too trowly on. That's not the first person who's said that. And this outfit here, I mean, you just look awful. In fact, she can't even walk into it. She can't even walk in this outfit. But it's a little bit of a worry, isn't it? It's a little bit of a worry. And then a few other people adjusting things. Bobby Cole Norris, I mean, just can't wear anything. Talk about an embarrassment. It'd be a lot easier if he dressed as a woman. I can't think of any other reason. They said, you know, here he is, sort of looking outfit. And then, strangely enough, Lydia's mother, Debbie, turned up with her hair in rollers. Not going to improve your looks, dear, is it? Really isn't. Hugh Laurie. What would Dr. House say? Indulging in a cheeky cigarette. All these people who smoke, who you don't think they smoke, it shouldn't really worry me anymore. Katie Price, no, let's move away from her, she's far too dreary. Love how my body feels. Well, you share it with people, dear. And look, it's that class act, Kerry Coke Toner, together with her husband, visiting a tattoo parlour to get inked. Oh, that's lovely, how class. Perhaps she'll have his name tattooed on her face, you know, just to improve her. I thought she was bankrupt. I'm sorry, has she managed to retrieve some money from somewhere? He smokes, he must stink something horrible. Frankie Bridge. I don't know who she is, actually. I can't remember who Frankie Bridge is. Oh, she's Frankie, what's it, In and Out of Rehab girl, isn't she? She's the one married to Wayne Bridge. That's right, she's Frankie Sanford. But it's funny, he's actually out on crutches. She's wearing dark glasses. Must have been very sunny that day, dear. And Ewan McGregor, noticeably longer ginger locks on an outing in London. Somebody said, are they an extension? Well, I don't know if they are. They're very good. Oh, I don't know, they could be. They could be. We haven't seen him for a while, have we? We need to see him doing some things, actually, Ewan McGregor. We want to see lots more things of you. Holly Madison. I really don't know who she is, I'm afraid. I'm ever so sorry. I should know who Holly Madison is. I'm assuming she's some sort of actress or somebody, but she's pictured out striking a pose. She's a former Playboy favourite. Aren't they all, dear? Chantelle Houghton. Oh, solo shopping spree again. Poor lonely Chantelle out with the photographer again. But she is Little Miss Misery. Again, wearing completely the wrong outfit. And she's pictured, you know, she's got one of those minging faces. What's the matter? Your hiccups? Oh, OK. But she goes out with the photographer, as we know, because we've caught her before. And she shielded her eyes from the sunshine with large black shades. You must be so bored in your life, mustn't you, dear? You've got nothing to do, no job. You just sort of wake up in the morning and then put on some clothes, phone up the photographer, say, I'm just going out to do some shopping, and they take a picture of you, looking miserable. Amanda Holden. Lovely. Love Amanda Holden. I saw her yesterday. She had Stephen Tomkinson on This Morning, and he was very good for us, very good for us. Melanie Sykes. Good God, she's... she's flying out of London. Not for long, we hope, Melanie. Only joking, of course. And again, luckily, somebody at the airport took a picture of her, because otherwise nobody else has the faintest idea who she is. Caroline Flack on her new career move. £100,000 book deal. Who, in God's name, is going to be reading that? I've got no idea. And Bobby Norris, really one of the uglies, I'm afraid, who attended Gemma Collins' bash for International Women's Day. Oh, Christ, that's how bad it got. But he was wearing high heels. Not long before the operation, eh, then, Bobby? Not long before you change your sex. And still no boyfriend. I wonder why, dear. I wonder why. We have somebody who works in Twickenham like that, works in Headmasters. To be honest with you, I'd push to discover whether it's a male or a female. It's really bizarre looking. Really bizarre. And that's just about it. I was going to do Olivia Colman, but I didn't think I'd bother with that one. And I was going to do as well Imogen Thomas, but I thought, no, not interested in her either this time round. So we'll do it again tomorrow. Friday. Love Friday. Have a lovely day. Follow me on Twitter, at Steve Allen Show. Check out my book, it's in foils. Or you can find it on Amazon. Just type in Steve Allen, So You Want to Be a Celebrity. Gives you all the answers to all the questions you've ever wanted to know. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Listen to Steve Allen live every weekday from 4 till 6:30 on LBC.